fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
To you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 15th day of December, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. We've got some time. We'll have open lines this hour. I gave Tom Berryhill the morning off. Prepper tip of the day. Plan your 2018 training now. It will be 2018 in less than, right at 2 weeks, basically. It'll be 2018 in 2 weeks. So plan your 2018 planning now, training now. You may want to look at Appleseed. That's the nationwide training for men, women, boys, and girls to acquire basic rifleman skills. And ham radio, first aid, and CPR. We will have open lines this first hour. And we're going to talk about training. Our local preparedness group here, the Davisville Readiness Group, by Birmingham Emergency Response Team. We have our 2018 calendar lined out. I'm going to go over here with you. I was at the Chiefs meeting the other night, and the Chiefs were all very interested, and I handed out some copies of our training schedule. So let's begin with January. CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. They keep changing it, and they keep attempting to make it easier and better, both easier and better. If you haven't had CPR in 2 years, well, it's different than it was 2 or more years ago, because they changed it again. And I'm sure as years move forward, they'll keep changing it. Regardless, if you want to have current CPR training, you need to get that set up. That's January. February, we're going to have first responder training. This will be training, and our instructors, by the way, are well qualified to teach any given topic that they're teaching. First responder training will be a combination of first aid and CPR to get people to learn how to save lives when they come upon a scene. March, gardening and permaculture. If you're a gardener, you already know that it's a never-ending process, the process of gardening, learning about gardening, And it never ends. Whether you've been gardening 2 or 3 years or 40 or 50 years, you're still learning and exchanging ideas with people in your area. The people in your area are the ones you need to talk to, because they're going to have the most important information. That's March. April, herbs, wild edibles, identification, and use. We have a well-qualified instructor that can will take us on a walk. It'll be, this time will be her property. We've used different people's properties in the past. An herb walk, a wild edible walk. And by April, there's going to be plenty of things to observe that will be popping out of the ground. So we'll be looking to be able to identify herbs and wild edibles and how to collect them, process them for use, whether it's for medicinal use or for eating. And it'll be a fun class. A class is always fun. May will be ham radio. It'll be the inaugural meeting of our new ham radio club for our area. There's not a ham radio club within 30 miles of the four compass points. And we'll be inviting Tom Berryhill to be our main instructor. We'll be inviting all the already licensed hams in the area, which aren't many. There's about maybe 6 or 8, something like that. And inviting as many people as want to show up to get a good introductory course into ham radio. That will be May. June, Pioneer Fun Day. Field expedient shelters, fire building, food preparation, and that would be food preparation in the field, of course, and field sanitation. It'll be a fun day involving the adults and youngsters both. We look forward to a good turnout. The first, these are all Saturdays, by the way. The first Saturday in June is usually very pleasant weather. July will be first aid, a practical hands-on course. Now, it's become popular the last few years to have PowerPoint and video presentations for first aid, which is better than nothing, but not much. This will be a practical hands-on course where you actually do practice bandaging and the different things, opening the airway, clearing the airway, and so forth. It'll be a great class, trained by a qualified paramedic, by the way. August, food preservation, canning, and smoking. Once again, we'll have our instructors will be men and women who are experienced in food preservation, canning food, smoking meat. We may even, we're discussing the possibility of building a meat smoker at the home of one of our members. Now, that'd be for the community's use, of course. September, firefighting for homeowners. Once again, the instructor will be a qualified graduate firefighter, graduate of a firefighting academy, and we'll go over how you can safely fight a fire on your own premises at your home. October will be our carbine class. This will be the third time we've had our carbine class. I'll be one of the instructors. Our other instructor is a police officer. And it's a lot of fun involving men and women, boys and girls, getting the basics down of using a carbine or a rifle, either one. November, ammunition reloading. In fact, will be our second class. And the first one will be tomorrow. Our first ammunition reloading class will be tomorrow, December 16th. Once again, our instructor is a gunsmith. He's also a reloader. And it'll be a lot of fun to learn the science and art of reloading ammunition. And last but not least, December 2018 will be bow and arrow making. We've got one instructor lined up, the possibility of another one. I learned at the chief's meeting the other night about a group of people that are interested in, and they do, in fact, make their own bows and arrows. So it'll be a fun class also. You could be doing this too. There's nothing special about my area. Really, there's not. Osage Township here in Crawford County, sparsely populated. The men and women that live out here, we have it's a mix of working people that are working still and having to go to a job on a daily basis. We got retirees, both blue collar and professional retirees. It's just a mixed bag of people living their lives out here. Very low population density. Nothing particularly special about our area. It is a beautiful area. Rolling hills and hardwood forests and fields where the cattle are grazing and creeks and springs and so forth. I love it. It's a beautiful area, by the way. But no matter, chances are, most areas could be doing the same thing. I believe it's about 3,300 counties in the United States. Each county has a number of townships. And why not? Why not go ahead and do that? I don't see why not. And all it takes is, maybe three people getting together. That's how our group started. I was approached by two women in the area. It's been about 6 or 7 years ago. They knew I was interested in preparedness, and they let me know that they wanted to start a group for preparedness in our community, and I agreed to do so. It's getting to the point where we can have monthly training like we're doing here. It takes some effort and perseverance and dedication for people to volunteer their time, put together everything necessary to do it. It does. It doesn't just pop out of a box. It really takes some time and effort. Not a whole lot of money. We don't charge for any of these classes, by the way. All our instructors volunteer their time. We do take donations because we do need funds to buy communications equipment, for example, and do the things that our group needs to do. But you can find volunteer instructors, people who would gladly spend a Saturday morning teaching people what to do, what they love to do, what they're very good at already. And that can be done in your area. No reason at all. Why not? And these are social events also, of course. I look forward to these monthly events to see people and get caught up with what's going on in their lives the past 4 weeks. And we always have hot coffee and donuts. One of the women said, "Well, John, why don't you have healthy snacks?" And I said, "Judy, you should provide the healthy snacks, and then we'll have healthy snacks." That was the end of that conversation. So we have hot coffee and donuts at these events. If it's an all-day class, we take a break and go to a local restaurant where restaurants around here are very reasonable in their pricing, by the way. You can't really spend $10 on lunch. I mean, it's almost impossible to spend $10 on lunch around here. And then we get back to the class and wrap it up later in the day. We teach these classes on a one-year rotation. Sometimes a class might get left out. Like in this year's rotation, we were not doing map and compass course, although that might be incorporated into the Pioneer Fun Day. In fact, just thinking out loud here, I think I'll probably go ahead and do that, incorporate a one-hour map and compass briefing, I guess you could say, on Pioneer Fun Day. There'll be a lot to do. It'll be a very full day. We'll probably get started about 8 o'clock in the morning and go until maybe 4 or 5 in the afternoon, maybe even 6, with a one-hour block of instructions and breaks and lunch and so forth. I hope to get a good turnout for that. And it may be the beginning of something else. There's a group, they're in competition with the Boy Scouts called the Royal Rangers, and they basically are what the Boy Scouts used to be before they allowed criminals to assume leadership roles. And homosexuals are criminals in the state of Missouri. We have not done away with the sodomy laws. So if you have children or boys or girls, children or grandchildren that would like to get the same scouting experience that used to go on in the Boy Scouts, you may want to look into the Royal Rangers, where you can be sure that there's no homosexuals in any position anywhere in the Royal Rangers, as opposed to the Boy Scouts of America, which do allow criminals to be participate in leadership roles there in the Boy Scouts. Very tragic situation. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to hear to see that's going on there. Training. It never ends. One of the things that that people in the military learn very quickly is if you're in the military for 20 years, you train for 20 years. Even in a combat zone, you're going to have ongoing training. You'll go out on a mission and come back and have training if you're in combat in Iraq or Afghanistan. So, yes, training is a good thing. Learning new skills is fun. It can be exciting. Something else we may do on Pioneer Fun Day, maybe have a beginner's course in rock climbing and rappelling. Easily could become 2 days, couldn't it? Because I can't really teach a rock climbing and rappelling course in less than half a day. It's just getting to where you have a safe place to do it and training people on the use of the equipment to use it properly and safely does take some time. And to do that less than 4 hours would be very difficult. But that would be maybe another class for another day. I was very delighted to see the reaction of the Chiefs when I was at the Chiefs meeting the other night to see their interest in the training that's going on down here. There's nothing like this happening anywhere else in the county and almost nowhere else in the United States that I'm aware of. If it is, I'm glad to hear it. I'm not aware of it, though. To have a local community volunteering their time, making the effort to train each other in all these various skills, it's extraordinary. It's very extraordinary. And a very good thing to see the community coming together. One of the things we have right here in our neighborhood is a federal campground. It's called Red Bluff Campground. And the possibility of the child of a family camping getting lost in these woods. These woods in May, June, July, August, and September are just as thick as any jungle you'd ever run across anywhere. You walk off the road 20 or 30 feet and you can't even see where you came from. It's just that thick. So the possibility of a child getting lost and needing to be rescued would be a very real thing. And that's one of the things we're going to be training for as we move forward to have people properly trained to conduct a search in an organized, structured fashion as opposed to people haphazardly walking through the woods not knowing what in the world they're doing out there. So that will be another thing I'm going to be emphasizing this coming year is to have a team trained for search and rescue. I've worked with a couple of these outfits here in Missouri, they're great men and women who volunteer their time to train themselves. They spend their own money to equip themselves so they can conduct a proper search and rescue whenever the need comes up. You could be doing these too, doing these things also in your community. And we've had people come as far away as Kentucky to participate in some of these training operations we've had here. That's how good it is. Got a break coming up here in a few moments. The call number is 800-313-9443. And there's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 15th day of December. Yeah, less than 2 weeks. We've got right at 2 weeks. It will be the 1st of January. How about that? Taking questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I like teaching the classes that I teach, and as I sometimes said, there's a lot of truth to it. The teacher learns from the students, and I do. I'll pull together equipment that I haven't looked at for several years, things tend to get scattered and misplaced, and so it's an opportunity for me to gather up items that have been scattered to different locations here around the ranch, pull them together for the class, and remind myself about what I have. I need the state of the condition of the equipment to make sure it's all in good working order, properly lubricated if it needs lubrication, sharp if it needs to be sharpened, safe if it's something that involves, also let's say, the rock climbing equipment and rappelling equipment, make sure there's no damage to any of it. So it's all good. It's all good. And of course, the students, they learn from the instructor. They learn about what equipment is good and works and will accomplish whatever it might be, and what equipment to avoid, how to buy equipment at the most reasonable prices. It all fits together. It does all fit together. And I really like seeing the youngsters in these classes because they're learning skills that they will have for decades into the future. 40, 50 years from now, they would still have these skills if they choose to, and be able to use them, and hopefully be able to be good enough and get to the point where they can pass on their skills to other youngsters 40 or 50 years into the future. That'd be pretty neat. That's the way it's supposed to work anyway. So, what are you doing in your neighborhood? What are you waiting for? All of you live in a county. If you're in the United States, unless you're in Louisiana, then you live in a parish. All of you live in a township. I'm not sure what they call their townships in Louisiana. But regardless, you have a neighborhood. You have a neighborhood. You have neighbors. There's nothing particularly special about my neighbors. They're just people living their lives. Country people, as opposed to city people. But even in an urban area, you're going to find people that have these skills. They just happen to be living in an urban area. That's all. Or suburban, as the case may be. Now, in South Los Angeles, you may have trouble finding people who have the skills to conduct a pioneer fun day. That might be difficult. May take some doing. But in most parts of the country, you're going to find people that have all these skills. It's a matter of finding each other and being motivated to move forward and having a group of people that's interested in preparedness that meets once a month at least, hopefully, to conduct training. Now, one of the things we did, we finished our second season, we'll be starting our third season in March, is a movie night every Friday night. There's no particular training other than what little tidbits you might get from a Hollywood feature film, which it does occasionally come up where you actually learn something of some consequence in a Hollywood feature film. It's mostly a social event. We have fresh hot popcorn, hot dogs, brats, candy, soft drinks. No alcohol allowed, of course. And we show a feature film at no charge. We do this at the American Legion Hall here in Davisville, where I'm the post commander. And we have a 10-foot movie screen with a 3,500 lumen projector. Speakers that look like they came from a basketball arena. Huge speakers, a nice amplifier. I'm going to be making some changes to the sound and move we got surround sound. I'm going to be moving the rear speakers back another 20 feet or so in the hall to get more of the surround sound effect. And that'll be something I'll be doing before we start up again in March. And it's a fun Friday evening event. We show a children's film, I believe once a month is children's night. And that's when we also have ice cream. And these kids, man, these kid children, they do go through some snacks. It's it's a lot of fun to watch the kids enjoying themselves and so forth. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back. We're back here on Friday the 15th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. There's a lot of reading. Let's see. Tim Spencer was supposed to get, under free downloads, supposed to get an article. It's actually a report, a U.S. Senate subcommittee report back up. I'm not sure that it's back up or not. It was U.S. Senate Subcommittee Report 1991 on POWs. It's pretty serious stuff. I'm not seeing it there. I'll have to talk to Tim and see if he's got a chance to get that up. It documents, going back to World War One, the fact, the demonstrable, provable fact, with supporting evidence, that American soldiers were left behind at the end of World War One, in communist prison camps, at the end of World War Two, in communist prison camps, Korea and Vietnam, all with the full knowledge of every sitting president at that time and thereafter. It's absolutely criminal what we did to our American servicemen, leaving them behind at the end of the war in communist prison camps. Also, my website, of course, are Energy Cleaners. I'm shipping This is for Clifford in the Mariana Islands, by the way. Clifford in the Northern Mariana Islands. All your mattress pads are going out today, Clifford, and energy cleaners the next day or so. So it's $200 postage, a little, actually more than $200 postage to ship all his mattress pads to the Mariana Islands. The energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. I had a conversation with the wife of a friend of mine yesterday. She's been using energy cleaner now for more than a month. She's so toxic, we had to cut her back to three batteries to slow down the detox, which is too much for her. Now that we've slowed down the detox, she can tolerate it, and she's a happy camper. Energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. We focus on pain mitigation. It could be joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, doesn't matter, and getting a great night's sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. If you're not getting a good sleep, well, you can't be healing. You won't be healing. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Mattress pads vary in price depending on what you want to get, of course. We have the small pad for travel and use on your recliner, twin, full, queen, king, and California king. So check out the details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. I really like PayPal. If you live in the U.S., you can now use PayPal and make payments as well. MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Why wait? I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'll be talking to Tim Spencer about increasing that to 90 days on our website here. And you need to check it out. You really do. I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting, taking your questions, calls, and comments. We're focusing this hour on training, all the different aspects of training. And it's important to get the training beforehand. If you think there's going to be much training going on after the fact, after the crisis begins, well, good luck. Good luck on that. I hope it works out for you. Now, the time for training to take place is right now, before the event happens. What is the event? Well, pick your event. I got a list of five of them there at my website, right there on the LibertyMan.com. Field Training Exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. I know during the Tet Offensive of 1968, there wasn't any training taking place. We were all trying to stay alive, moment to moment, hour to hour, day to day, wondering where our next meal was going to come from, wondering if help was on the way. Lots of wondering and praying, and people praying to God that they would get through that somehow, some way. Now, the time for training is now, before the event takes place. The event could be EMP attack. It could be an economic crisis. It could be a World War III. The war drums are beating. In case you're not paying attention, China just recently announced that if there's a war with North Korea, they will be supporting North Koreans. Shock, shock, surprise, surprise. What have I been saying for years? That North Korea is a client state of China? Always have been, always will be. As long as the two countries exist, North Korea will be a client state of China. What does that mean, client state? Well, it means nothing of any consequence goes on there without the implicit approval of the Communist Chinese. Implicit approval. Of course they approve, and they help, and they assist. Same thing with the Russians. Not so much the Russians, but the Russians are part of it as well. They're all communists. You may want to, if you don't understand the true nature of the communist threat, there's a number of books I could recommend. But the one that I focus on a lot, because it really tells the tale of what we're living right now today, even though this book was published in 1984. So it's got some age on it now, about 33 years or so. The man who wrote the book got his information more than half a century ago, Anatoly Golitsyn. The title of the book is New Lies for Old. I'm telling you this to help motivate you. I always like to try to motivate people. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In the book, Golitsyn wrote, he talks about the fall of the Berlin Wall. He talks about the East European communist countries collapsing and becoming democracies. He talks about the collapse of the Soviet Union becoming a democracy. And you may say, well, John, all those things happened and a guy wrote a book about it. What's the big deal? Go back to what I said a moment ago, the publication date, 1984. These events did not happen for another 5 years. Now, that brings the spotlight back to who the author is. Anatoly Golitsyn was an employee of the KGB back in the early 1960s. I think he escaped, defected around 1963. That's about the time he defected. His job, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, was the following. Long-range planning. Long-range planning in the KGB. What happened in 1989 was being planned when John Kennedy was president of the United States. That's how far in advance these people plan. Very carefully contrived. What we're supposed to believe is all these East European countries, Poland, East Germany, Hungary, Romania, and so forth, that they all collapse because youngsters, people in their teens and 20s, went to the capital cities and jumped up and down and sang and danced. We want blue jeans. We want rock and roll. We want freedom. In all these countries that had standing armies, secret police, the governments just collapsed without a shot being fired, except Romania. He didn't. Ceausescu did not get the memo to surrender. He didn't get the memo. He died. But the rest of these countries, the communist governments, which had standing armies, secret police, you couldn't travel from one community to another without a permit, owning a printing press or a camera or shortwave radio was forbidden. Owning firearms was forbidden except under highly restrictive circumstances. Police had all the guns. And all these countries collapsed without a shot being fired. We're supposed to believe that's what happened, right? You know, in your dreams. There was a goal, and the goal has been achieved. The goal was to give the appearance of communism collapsing of its own weight because of they couldn't afford to keep up with Ronald Reagan's military buildup. The goal being to get us to disarm. Our military now has less people in it than it did in December 1941. If that doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will. We're not prepared to fight any major war anywhere, not with these small numbers. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, John. How are you?
Fantastic. What's on your mind, sir?
Good. Well, I wanted to bring up the fact that if it hadn't been for the Chinese, there wouldn't be a Democratic People's Republic of Korea. They helped establish DPAC, North Korea. And also, do you remember when Yeltsin stepped down a number of years ago?
Oh, yes.
And I was watching the tube, and I think it was a few days before he stepped down, you might remember this, he made a trip to China. And he met up with, I believe it was either the president or the premier of China. His name was, I believe it was Zemin. And they kind of disappeared for a while, for a day or so. And it showed this film I saw, Yeltsin and Zemin. Yeltsin was leaving, and these two men shook hands. And I just read that body language, I think, perfectly. And I understood right then and there that they had just settled any old differences they had, and that they were joined together from then on at the hip, for what it's worth, since you brought that up.
Well, the what you're stating there, Dan, is widely believed by many people. There's another thought along the same lines, and that's that. That thought being the alleged split, the alleged differences between the two countries were all contrived and never really existed in reality. It was just contrived to give that appearance.
That may well have been, yes. So as far as I'm concerned, they're one unit.
Well, and that's true. And what's been said by the military people that I respect, the strategists, is that the combination of Russian technology and Chinese manpower is something that can't be resisted by the United States of America in any kind of conventional manner.
Potentially, yes. I'm sure that's correct. So I thought I'd just throw that out there for what it's worth. It was one of those moments for me when things just, they get real clear for a moment.
Right.
And you
right.
You tend to understand things.
And absolutely.
They pop out at you. And I recognize absolutely. It, what I thought it was.
Okay. Well, Dan, we appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Okay. The call number is 800-313-9443. I was talking to a friend of mine when there was this alleged coup that overthrew Yeltsin. And I say alleged. And another intelligence analyst like myself, we went through MI school together at Fort Hollenberg, and my friend said one thing that surprises me is he's still sucking air talking about Yeltsin. It was no coup. It was all a contrived event. Absolutely contrived. And they've achieved their goal. The West has been disarmed. We used to have what was called three legs of the nuclear defense system here: the Air Force strategic bombers, the missile launch missile fields out in Kansas and Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and of course the Trident submarines, all of which have been compromised to a greater or lesser extent. The Strategic Air Command was put on stand down under George Bush and Bill Clinton. The missile fields have been filled in with concrete for the most part, under beginning with Clinton and Bush again. And another George Bush, Bill Clinton thing was to take the launch codes away from the submarine commanders, the launch codes for the missiles, so they could not independently launch, which was really what made them such a fearsome weapon, is the fact that these submarines could be secretly, quietly out in the ocean, able to launch independently if and when the need ever arose in response to aggression against the United States of America. I would love to see President Trump give the launch codes back to the submarine commanders. Of course, that could have happened already. He could have done it the first day he took office when we wouldn't necessarily know it. I really hope that's the case. I don't know that, but I really hope it's the case, because it would help us a lot to be safer, to have those submarines out there quietly, secretly, keeping watch and making sure the United States stays safe from the communist hordes. Their goal is to conquer the United States, to destroy the Christian middle class. There's a spiritual aspect to this. Don't think there's not. Communists are atheists. Vladimir Putin claims to be a Christian. I don't know if he is or not. But communists are atheists. And they can't stand the American middle-class Christians going all over the planet spreading the word of Christ. They really can't stand that. And they want to stop it and smash it. They want to smash the United States, turn us into a third-world country raising corn and wheat and soybeans, and with about 90% population reduction. That's what they want. Of course, the Communist Chinese have been promising American women as wives for their soldiers now for more than 20 years. There's a dramatic surge of women in China due to their policy over there of one child per family. And the families all want to have men, young boys, baby boys. So they have a dramatic surge of young women for their young men to be married to. Okay, our next break's coming up here shortly. We've got time for a call or two at 800-313-9443. Now, the communist threat is clear and present. It is, truly. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Friday, the 15th day of December. Got some holiday shopping coming up for a special person. You may want to check out at my website at thelibertyman.com under John's Survival and Tactical Gear what we have there. There's a couple of hundred different items. Most of them are on Amazon. Things you may not know even exist. As I sometimes say, if John Moore was going to have a yard sale, these are the things that I would have in my yard sale. So check that out. You may find some fun things there for yourself or for somebody that is on your list to get a gift for. Ammunition's a good gift. One of my nephews, he has a 9mm pistol, and birthdays and on his birthday and at Christmas, I always give him a 50-round box of 9mm ammo, and he's always happy to get it. He's a young man who's been married a couple of years and struggling like most young people are. And he's always glad to get another box of ammo, and I'll be doing the same for my 21-year-old grandson. He now has a 9mm pistol, a 223 Armalite Colt AR-15, and of course his 22 rifle that he's had since a boy. So there's lots of ammunition choices for this young man that will help him get his training in. And I'm just pleased as can be to help these youngsters get a little extra ammo and get a little more training in. That's just very gratifying for me to be able to do that. And I'm sure it would be for you also. So it'd be something that you might want to consider doing, is getting ammunition for those people that need a gift and you may not know what to get them. So get them some ammunition. It will not be wasted. Not be wasted at all. Second hour, we should have Dr. Phil Myers calling in, and we'll get our health tip of the week and find out what's going on with Dr. Myers and in his life and his study and research, which continues. He's always got something new for us every Friday. It's a lot of fun getting to visit with Dr. Myers for an hour and getting access to this man's brain, which is a phenomenal brain, by the way. And that'll be a fun hour, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments as well for Dr. Myers at 800-313-9443. Be a warm day here tomorrow, up around 60 degrees. I might be able to get a motorcycle ride in. It's pretty pleasant if you're dressed properly for it. 60. This time of year, there's no bugs around, and you have to dress right. I've come to realize that if I figure 10 degrees cooler than the stated temperature, so if it's 60, I dress for 50. If it's 70, I dress for 60. If it's 80, I dress for 70. So that's what I do, has been my experience. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.